Proverbs 21 and verse 22 reads, "A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust." And I just want you to think about this proverb here for just a moment. And in this, Solomon, he's painting kind of a bleak picture, if you think about it. The good guy, the wise man, is facing a challenge that seems impossible, right? He needs to capture a city, but this isn't just any city, right? A city is described as, you know, it's a city. And if that's not enough, you know, they are all living in a city, you know, you imagine this, because it's a stronghold, you know, super thick, high walls. And yet, amazingly, the wise man wins. He's able to bring down this mighty city. So how was he able to do that? I want you to think about that. Right? It was, if you read all of Proverbs, it's the exercise of wisdom. That's how he's able to do it. Right? So in the Proverbs, a wise man is always the one who depends upon God. Right? And he gains an advantage by using the Lord's guidance. So here in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, Paul here, he's going to portray, I believe, a very similar situation. Right here, the Christian is faced with this powerful, invisible enemy loaded with powerful weapons. Right? And he says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places," Ephesians 6:12. And he's later going to say that this enemy is coming at us with flaming arrows in verse 16. Right? And of course, he's describing Satan, our enemy, right? Satan is a formidable opponent. And so a question I want you to think about, is it possible to be victorious against such an enemy? Well, the answer is no, unless, right, you understand this in its context, unless what? Well, unless we exercise the wisdom of God by putting on the full armor of God, right? And so he talks about that here, put on the full armor of God. Paul describes here the spiritual military equipment, right, the helmet and the breastplate and sword and so on, right? So when we're wearing those, if you look at verse 11, we're going to be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. So what I want us to think about here, we're going to offer the invitation and break for class. Do we realize that we are in a fight for our lives every day against Satan? We need to, right? If we weren't, God wouldn't tell us these things, right? Satan, right, he's coming after us. 2 Corinthians 2:12, right? Don't be ignorant of his devices, right? He's that powerful enemy. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, he wants to devour us. And we can't overcome, you know, even no matter what he throws at us, right? Romans 8 and verse 35. If God be for us, who could be against us? Well, the answer is nobody, right? So God has given us what we need to defeat this enemy here. And this wise man here in this proverb defeated this city because he used the wisdom given by God, right? That's how we win. We take what God reveals to us through his word, and we put that armor on that he provides us. This evening, if anyone here is subject to the gospel invitation, now's the time to respond. Right now, the devil, he don't want you to do anything. Right? He wants you to sit there and think of a lot of things, excuses. Right? You don't really need to obey the gospel. Oh, you don't really need to repent of your sins. Right? You're never going to be good enough. Why even try? Right? And so if you need to respond, understand that's Satan keeping you from responding. And you can overcome his schemes, those fiery darts, right, by submitting to the will of the Lord. So if you need to obey the gospel this evening, we'll help you with that. If you've done that and you've fallen away, right, along the way you lost your way, well, let's get you reconciled this evening. Or if you have any spiritual need at all, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.